Welcome to Transforming Tomorrow Together Today, or T4, a podcast produced by the Center for Community and Economic Development at Michigan State University, where we explore the people, ideas, and initiatives shaping stronger, more equitable communities within Michigan and beyond. In each episode, we'll dive into timely topics related to community and economic development, innovation, and service, and how these efforts contribute to positive change at the local and national level. The MSU Center for Community and Economic Development is excited to welcome a variety of guests, including students, professionals, community partners, thought leaders, change makers, and researchers who are working on projects that support communities in meaningful ways. Our guests will share insights from their experiences, discuss challenges and successes in their work, and reflect on how their efforts contribute to broader social and economic impact for the development of our shared great spaces in which we live, learn, work, and play. The views discussed during this podcast are those of the guests and do not represent the opinions of Michigan State University, the Center for Community and Economic Development, or any affiliated organizations.
The Center for Community and Economic Development at Michigan State University's podcast, Transforming Tomorrow Together, Today, creates informative episodes in collaboration with MSU faculty, students, community leaders, changemakers, and stakeholders that highlight innovative tools, models, policies, and professional insights to co-create sustainable prosperity and equitable economies with communities. I'm your host, Mary Zimbrunnen, Assistant Director of the Center, and on today's episode, I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Kevin Brooks, my new colleague, and the CCED's new Community Engagement Specialist, as he discusses his role as a bridge between university and community. Well, hi, Kevin. We're so happy you've joined us here at the Center and want to introduce you to folks listening today in Michigan and beyond. So let's just dive into it. You're here. It's in a new role. It's very exciting, by the way. We have a laser focus on the Capital Region as the new Community Engagement Specialist, and that's you. So tell us, what is that exactly?
Hey, Mary. Good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate having this conversation with you.
Absolutely. So we want to know, what does it mean to be a community engagement specialist?
Well, someone who does community engagement brings people together, builds relationships, and work together with community associations, organizations, profit businesses, nonprofit businesses, government agencies, all the entities in community who work towards improving the well-being of those who make up that area. And it's important work. It's important work in the sense that we live with one another. It's important that we share and exchange and get to know our neighbors, have an appreciation for what they bring to community, and use the knowledge, the skills, the practices that are in the community to make it a better place for those who reside there, particularly focusing on building relationships and community with these entities in Greater Lansing, with a specific focus on Southwest Lansing. And so what we're talking about here is strategic initiatives and programs that are going to benefit the residents in the communities that we are doing work. We also connect community with MSU faculty, staff, and students and academic departments in order to strengthen the relationships where we're doing research and we're doing engagement in ways that we can do public engaged research and scholarship. And so the community work informs the research, and the research informs the work that has been done in the community.
That's incredible. That is truly bridging between university and community. It creates avenues of hope too. So Tell us a little bit then about your background. How did you actually get involved in doing this type of work?
Well, I grew up in the community that was big on culture and working together to make life a little bit easier for one another. And in addition to growing up in a family where culture was a major emphasis, I also played team sports. And so in the family, in the community, and participating in team sports allowed me to understand the importance of sacrificing self for the greater good, teamwork, collaboration, mutual decision making, and that's where I got started in building relationship with the people I came in contact with, and that was a big part of my education, starting out at the University of Cincinnati and then transferring to Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University, where I had a professor who challenged me to get to know five new people each day. And the purpose of that was to learn about as many people and perspectives that I could that would inform my education. And graduating from Florida A&M University with a bachelor's degree in journalism really got me engaged in doing communications and understanding the importance of writing and speaking and sharing and exchanging. And so after I finished with the bachelor's degree, I continued on and earned a master's degree in physical education with specializations in sport management and educational administration. And when I finished from FAMU, I went on to Purdue University and received a master's degree in health and kinesiology and a PhD in curriculum and instruction with specializations in curriculum and pedagogical studies, media and sports studies, and Black Africana studies. And all of those specializations helped the work that we were doing in community, the work that me and other graduate and undergraduate students were doing in youth development programs, helping elementary students develop a better understanding of the standardized tests that they were taking and that they would be able to improve their performance. And that was the opening for my community engagement work. And ever since that opportunity, I've been able to create rites of passage mentoring programs, health and wellness programs, and research programs, particularly as it relates to high school learners and college students, both undergraduate and graduate.
So, what brought you here to Michigan State University specifically?
Well, that's a journey. When I left Purdue University with the doctorate, I became a tenure track professor in health and physical education at Payne College. I did that for 2 years, and then I transitioned to Ohio State University, where I was a program manager for the Department of African American and African Studies Community Extension Center. Center was housed on the east side of Columbus near downtown. And that gave me the opportunity to really work with and engage community from youth to the elders in the community. We provided a variety of services, and it was really rewarding work. And I was there 3 years when I learned of an opportunity at Michigan State University. And that opportunity was unique. The position was looking for someone who teaches, does community work, and recruitment and retention. And I hadn't seen a position like that before. So I knew immediately they were looking for me. I had the opportunity to interview over Zoom, might have been Skype, And then I was invited to campus. And then once I got to campus and I met the faculty and staff and students, I really felt like I was called to be in the greater Lansing area. And when I was offered the position, I accepted immediately. And so that began my journey here at Michigan State University, where I was a faculty member in the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities, academic specialist for diversity and civic engagement. And so I was able to do diversity work as it relates to on campus and off campus, as well as civic and community engagement in the classroom. So I taught two community engagement courses, one focusing on citizenship and community, and the other one focusing on health and wellness. And then I did a number of independent studies with student researchers who wanted to deepen their experience with community engagement. And it was those opportunities that really provided an enjoyable experience. The 7 years I was here at MSU working with outstanding colleagues who readily assisted and supported the work that we were doing in the college and at the university.
It was very collegial. And I appreciated that very much. Because I was doing community work and I was assisting faculty with doing community work, I realized that I was doing administrative work. And because I was enjoying the work, I was looking for greater responsibility in administration. And there was an opportunity that presented itself that really caught my attention. When I was at Purdue University, they have the Black Culture Center, and it's considered the mecca of Black cultural centers. And that center had a tremendous influence on my educational experience. And I knew one day I wanted to be a director of a cultural center. And that was the position that I saw. And that was an opportunity for me to become a director of a cultural center and have more administrative experience. So I applied, interviewed, and was offered the position of director for the Mary B. Jordan Multicultural Center and Student Access and Success at East Tennessee State University. So being at MSU from 2015 to 2022, I went back south and I was in Tennessee for 2.5 years. And it was great work. It was rewarding. I was connecting with a lot of students. I was faculty and staff. I was connecting with community, and I was really building something there. It just so happened that I was working a lot, and my wife was with me, and she decided that she wanted to return to the Midwest. She wanted to go back to Ohio. And I understood that we didn't spend a lot of time together because of I was working so much. That I understood, and there was an opportunity to return to Michigan State, and I applied for it, interviewed, and was offered the position. And so this is how I'm back at MSU.
So what are some of the projects then that you have on deck for 2026?
The main thing is, as the community engagement specialist for the Center for Community and Economic Development, we have the Urban Community Engagement Fellows Program. We call it USEF. And we've been working with community organizations and community leaders in Southwest Lansing. And we've identified 6 projects that we want to work on. Based on conversations with community, one of the priorities is grant writing to help secure the Hoop House at the Southside Community Coalition. And so we have a team of graduate students, a multidisciplinary team of graduate students working on these projects. Now, the fellows represent human development and family studies, curriculum instruction and teacher education, environmental design, social work, public health, and urban and regional planning. There are three doctoral students and four master's degree students. We also have a research assistant who is from College of Communication Arts and Science. And the team is doing work with Southside Community Coalition, writing grants, identifying resources to support the work at the Southside Community Coalition. And we're also designing and implementing a pilot event that will happen each year at the Southside Community Coalition. Now, this event is a community fair, health fair, educational opportunity, all in one. We also are doing a film project that is going to document the legacy and storytelling of the work that's being done in Southwest Lansing. We're doing a community garden. So the Southside Community Coalition has a community garden. We're going to help build that garden. And so we have a team of students, fellows, who are designing with images of the new community garden. We also are assisting with the food closet. And so we're going to work to rebuild the closet so that is bigger, is accessible, and community can drop things off and place it in the closet, or community can come and take the items that they need from the closet. And then we're going to help with organizational development with the Southside Community Coalition website to showcase the outcomes and impacts of the work that is happening at the coalition and the people who they serve.
Now, are each of the fellows then focused on the Southside Community Coalition, or do you have them sprinkled throughout Lansing, or is it mostly just focused on South Southwest area?
Well, currently, the organizations involved with the work is the Southside Community Coalition and Southwest Action Group, also called SWAG. And so we have the executive director of SWAG, Paul Anderson, who is one of our community advisory committee members, who suggested that we help the Southside Community Coalition. We also have Miles Johnson, who is one of the Ingham County commissioners, also as an advisory member. Jasmine Anderson from LEAP, Lansing Economic Area Partnership, is also a member of the advisory committee, and Adam Williams from Mission Field, a leadership network for faith-based leaders, represent the community advisory committee. Let me talk a little bit about the Fellows Program. The USEF program is cohort-based, so we have a new group of students each year. Applications are open in the spring. Decisions are made in April. There's conversations that happen over the summer, and then the new cohort would begin on August 15th. Also, the fellows work in three topical areas: legacy and storytelling, food security, and youth entrepreneurship. The work that we're doing now at the Southside Community Coalition focuses on food security. Food security is the primary topical area that we're working through. We integrate youth entrepreneurship and legacy and storytelling into the work that we're doing in Southwest Lansing.
So if someone wants to become a fellow, then how do they sign up and how are they chosen? What kind of credentials and skill areas are you looking for?
In order to become a fellow, you have to be a full-time graduate student in good standing. You apply, and if selected for an interview, you'll be interviewed and is selected for the fellowship. Then you'll go through the process of working through the USAF handbook to familiarize yourself, and then be ready to go in August. Now, there's information on the Center for Community and Economic Development webpage under programs that will take you to the Lansing initiatives, and you'll find information about the USAF program there. You can also go to the UOE website, which is engage.msu.edu. And if you go to the drop-down menu, you'll see USAF. And then you can click on USAF and it'll take you there.
That's really helpful to know. Thank you. For those students then that are participating as fellows, is there any type of incentive for them or a stipend?
Yes, there is a stipend. The fellows receive a $7,500 stipend for the academic year.
And about how many hours per week or per month then should they look to commit?
The fellows work about 8 hours each week, learning about public engaged scholarship and community engagement.
So, Dr. Brooks, what does this type of work and these kinds of activities mean for the Lansing area?
Well, when I first arrived at MSU back in May, one of the conversations that recurred, I would say frequently in community, is that community expressed they wanted a greater influence of MSU in the Lansing area. They wanted MSU to be more involved, particularly in Southwest Lansing. That's the primary impact they wanted to see. In addition to, they wanted faculty, staff, and students to be engaged in community in ways that build community socially, economically, psychologically, and environmentally. Because working together is a way for us to strengthen our community, strengthen Southwest Lansing, strengthen Greater Lansing through research and publication scholarship. And the projects that we're working on are ways that we can have the influence and have the impact that the community is seeking and MSU is known for providing.
I love that. It is truly the bridging of university and community and doing that co-creation for more equitable economies. You're leading the asset-based community development. That's fantastic. So now that you've been here for about 8 months so far, what is your favorite part, now that you have a new perspective and you're back, about Michigan State University?
The favorable impression that has influenced me the most being back at MSU is collegiality. Having colleagues who happily and readily and willingly assist and support the work that you're doing, sharing resources, exchanging ideas for projects, for grants, for initiatives, connecting with other organizations, associations, and networks. And what ends up happening is there's this multiplicity in terms of the work, in terms of the relationships. It builds, it grows, it gets deeper and it creates opportunities for a lasting impact in Greater Lansing and at MSU. And that's something that is inspiring. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be a part of the work.
Well, we thank you. Truly, that really, I was just about to say, that is genuinely inspirational. Thank you so much. Do you have any parting thoughts for us then?
Stay warm. And I'm not just referring to the temperature. When I think of warmth, I think of welcoming, inviting, engaging, enriching, empowering, demonstrating them in ways that creates this energy from action, that creates this warmth, that creates opportunities in community at MSU, that makes our experiences positive and transformative.
Thank you for that send off. I have enjoyed this. Thank you for your fresh and new lens on the Capital Region. And we'll be touching base for follow-up and hopefully talking to some of the Urban Community Engaged Fellows.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk a little bit about me and the work that I'm doing here in Greater Lansing and at MSU. And I really appreciate the work that you're doing in community to improve lives and conditions, and the work of the center and university outreach and engagement, all the work that is happening to improve the world that we live in for now and future generations. It's great work.
Please join us next month for a two-parter that zeroes in on circular economics and a new toolkit developed by student research assistants for identifying end markets for recycled materials in Michigan. Transforming Tomorrow Together, Today, provides a platform for strategic partnerships, knowledge sharing, responsive community engagement, and collaborative learning on topics that can increase the number of small businesses, create access to job skills development, improve public infrastructure, advance high-growth entrepreneurship, support student success, and strengthen underserved communities as well as historically excluded citizens. By hearing various insights and perspectives, an opportunity is created to enrich the continuing discussion around equitable economic development, and thought is given to the wider implications that economic development practices have on distressed communities in Michigan.